I mean, the training grounds, they're working very hard on the training grounds.
But so they're disappointed.
They're disappointed, yeah. Wednesday night was great. Stevenage had a very strong side out. It was the side they started with on Saturday. They've had an indifferent start to the season as we have, and they were looking for a win. And we played exceptionally well. I think anybody that was there, we could have been 3 or 4 nil, silly penalty to give away. Mm. But when you're dealing with young players,
yeah,
sometimes they're going to make mistakes, and that's the nature of the game. But it's not a great start of the season. But we brought in some new players this year, and they're gelling. And this happens every season. When you bring in new players, they've got to come together. We've had a few injuries. I mean, we had 5 changes on Wednesday night, and that was false because of injuries and international duty. We're at Yeovil today, and so we're struggling with the bench because of international duty and because of injuries. So it is difficult and it's tough. But in the training ground, it's very, very positive because they know they can do better and they will do better.
How difficult is it? I mean, you know, expectations probably get raised. I mean, let's face it, the club's expectations, fans' expectations, probably still recall, obviously, the promotion up to League One and, you know, almost staying up in League One as well, which is a tremendous achievement for everyone at Dacon and Redbridge. And then Wayne's first couple of years as well, they've been relatively positive league finishes. How difficult is it to manage expectations from the club's point of view?
It's trying to manage your own expectations sometimes. I'm a supporter as well. The club, this is the 24th year of Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club. During those 24 years, we've been as low as the Ryman League and we've been as high as League One. And that's fantastic. It's been a fantastic ride. And the promotion to League One did raise people's expectations. It was bitterly disappointed that day at Peterborough when we were relegated. I always feel if we could have just stayed in the division that one more, we might have consolidated a little bit. And it would always have been difficult, but the Yeovils and clubs have managed to do it before. But that was a disappointment. But I remember, I mean, our budget in League One at the time was about 1.4, 1.5 million. There were clubs in that division paying £7-8 million a year. And we were competing with them. And as you quite rightly say, we nearly stayed out one point on the last day of the season. But yeah, it is hard.